All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, 97.1. David, give me a few of the ticket texts here. I'm excited about 5 o'clock because this is... There are... All I will tell you is a coach made a comment about a Pistons potential free agent target, and you just wonder what was going through their mind. We'll talk about it. David, go ahead.
My only problem with the NIL deal is that Ross didn't do it. It's not cheating anymore. You can basically legally buy a natty, go do it from Ryan.
Yeah, but guess what? I don't bring up U of M and NIL anymore because their fans are either they've quit or they're in a state of denial. They don't call. They don't want to talk about it. They're either denying reality or they're so depressed about reality they don't want to talk. So I avoid it. I don't care. It's your problem, not mine.
But that's just it.
What?
Because, no. It is legal, so you can do it. But a lot of teams are still slowly like, I don't know. And other teams are like, okay, everything that we used to do in private – it's public now.
The shows here. I want to do with U of M fans, they don't want to do either, which is the Cade versus JJ. I think
in August they'll do those shows. I don't understand personally the JJ love, but I'm not a Michigan fan.
If you want to understand where Rico is with that, just look at Georgia. Stetson Bennett was not the shiny toy. Stetson Bennett's not as talented as JT Daniels. Stetson Bennett has no measurables. Stetson Bennett, most people would throw in the garbage.
But like all DJ the kid did Khaled, was win. All we do is win.
Cade, just get you where you got to go. And the JJ thing, I don't listen. He could be a super talented kid, but if you're not ready to make him the full-time starter, one guy's got to go. I don't know, man. McNamara reminds you of that Brian Greasy, Craig Krenzel, just that winner, like to a certain extent, Connor Cook, like a winner. It's not always pretty. It's not always sexy, but they got it and you win.
And you know what? I don't care about what your NFL, what you're going to be like in the league because you don't get credit for that. Yeah. You get credit for the games that you win in college. But as far as the NIL, buying your way a title, I don't think that that's going to work. I think you're going to have some teams like Miami who are going to come out here and make this thing sexy. But in the end, they're still going to be Miami. Tennessee is still going to be Tennessee and find ways to lose.
I think you need, if you want to buy a title out of ether, you still have to be a program that people want to play at. But you probably need roughly $100 million over 3 years. If you truly put $100 million towards doing this over a three-year span, I think you could do it. You think that's crazy? Want to try?
I try, but
get me to $100 million and I'll take care of it. I'd be rolling tanks in the Spartan Stadium.
But then you have to give the tanks to the kids.
Fine. I got a contact over at DOD. We'll get somebody. We'll run it right in. Let me make a call over to Takeoff.
Look, there's a difference between having the cars and stuff there for photo shoots.
Tanks.
Mike. Or tanks.
Helicopters.
And
I'll roll in the Apaches. Bring them in.
Maybe I should use my contact for the Michigan football team.
No,
we can challenge each other.
David, what are you handing out to them? Cupcakes?
No, David. This weekend, when their recruits are up there, they're going to be posing in front of Wartz Manuel's wife's car.
That's a flag.
That's no.
Throw the flag, Kenny. I threw mine.
How is that a flag?
No.
Come on, man.
That's not even the same
not
sport.
Not necessary.
It is not necessary.
But apparently it's open for all athletes.
Erroneous.
Not erroneous. Necessary.
Any you're athlete giving that Spartans, Michigan can drive
you
this.
You stand down. You are giving Spartans a bad name. Not even the same sport.
It doesn't matter.
David.
Oh, my gosh. College players should be able to receive money they should just put a cap on it. $100,000 a year. A kid that age doesn't need more than that.
I think we cap it at $1 million.
I don't think you cap. I think you only cap coming into college so that you don't have this bidding for players to come play for a school. But once you get there, it's just like anything. If you could convince local whatever to pay you because you're all of that, then go for it. Make as much money as you can.
David Farmington, 97.1. What's up, David?
Hey, it sounds like Rico just reversed himself. When he was talking about we need to have this rule, that rule, I'm thinking, no, if rich dumb guy wants to give away money, by all means, let him give away money. I'm tired of rules on society protecting rich dumb guy. Just let him blow it. I don't care.
David, not so much rich dumb guy. I'm looking out for when the fan base turns on the player because they will turn on the player, and now he's getting the death threats and all of that because – he made too much money, and he didn't live up to the expectation. You're right. Rich people – well, here's the thing. Really rich people don't spend their money and throw it around like crazy. They are looking at more like investments.
Right. I understand that. And your synopsis. Let's say this kid in Miami, he's a total flop, and it goes down as you predict, right? Mm-hmm. He's still a millionaire. I've been busting my balls being welding dude – and I am never going to be a millionaire. I'm not going to feel bad for him because everybody's going to forget him in 18 months.
David,
he's going to be a millionaire.
David, I'm with you in this regard. Like, there comes a point in time, different people have to grow up at different ages, and these guys are big boys. You know, they're old enough to go to war.
They're adults.
Right, and it's like someone's going to give you this money. Now, here's the price. You're going to have to grow up. You're going to have to deal with the pressure. You're going to have to deal with the fallout. And if you don't want that, quit football, be an average college student, and get blasted for 4 years. You do whatever you want.
What's the difference to the 18-year-old hottie that sings monotone, but yet she gets in the public eye for, you know, because they think she's an artist for some reason.
Oh, you're talking about just lousy music. Okay. Wait, no. David, you're right.
It's an equivalent.
Yeah, you got to grow up. By the way, just to put a capper on this, because Rico is infatuated, obsessed with Spencer Rattler. It's his go-to. Here's the dual threat quarterbacks that came out Rattler's year. Ready? 2019, on the heels of Miami handing $9.5 million to the number 7 QB in the country. Spencer Rattler stinks. Jaden Daniels, Arizona State, bum. Teammates hated him.
In the portal.
Dwan Mathis, Georgia, just kidding, Eastern.
Is that where he's at?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. Some kid named Taysoon Fomuchana.
Taysoon?
Clemson.
Yeah.
Witness protection.
Not KJ. Taysoon. I love Taysoon.
KJ Jefferson at Arkansas. Stinks. Jordan Yates, Georgia Tech. Stinks. Garrett Schrader, Mississippi State. Who? Lance Legendre. Witness protection. Taquan Roberson, Penn State. Bum. Grant Tisdale, Mississippi, never heard of you. Those are the top 10 dual threat guys, and if you paid any of them, you lit your money on fire.
Right, but here's the thing. It's like right now, everybody's like, oh my God, look at Dante Moore, look at CJ Carr, look at all Arch Manning. And yeah, 4 years from now, we can go through this list and be like, where's this guy? Where's this guy?
Gotta tell you
where's
something.
This guy?
Best QB in the bunch ended up being the 15th best dual threat guy. Just an undersized kid out of Hawaii named Dylan Gabriel. That's your best of the bunch.
So that's why I don't get that hype on quarterback. Well, you get, he's a 5-star. Let it go. Chances are he won't be any good.
Brandon Peters would like a word with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.